water versus fire, and I win every time. Don't you just love games, Leo? So much fun for everyone!
I'm gonna figure out how to beat your water powers one day. Just wait.
No, Leo. You're gonna be waiting a really, 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 really long time. Speaking of which, Nova, we've been waiting forever for a new Starkeeper. Are we even close? I want to make a new friend!
Calm down, Bubbles. Let Nova work. It's only been 2 weeks. You'll make a new friend soon.
Tank, 2 weeks is like a gazillion years.
At least it's given me time to learn about being a Starkeeper. I had no idea you all are so careful to live in a way that shows people what you believe in.
Yep. We want our lives to show people what we believe in just as much as the words we say.
Is this it? Nova, please tell us you found something.
I think I've narrowed it down to Planet Polaris.
No way!
The ice planet?
I gotta grease up my muscles before our next battle, man. I know it's here somewhere.
Ugh. No one's scared of your fake muscles, Hollywood. And can't you see I'm watching my show? Get out!
Ugh. Geez, sorry, Tutu.
Oh, dear, sweet Hollywood. I must not have heard you. What did you call me?
Supreme Princess Tutu? Sorry for interrupting your show, dude. Princess?
Whatever you two are arguing about, just stop. I've got our next destination. We're going into hyperspeed.
Ugh! Do we have to? I can't watch TV in hyperspeed, and Adventures in Cotton Candyland is on! Where are we going anyway?
Home, Tutu. I'm going home to Polaris.
Seven years ago, long before our heroes ever became Starkeepers.
Now, you must remember this, Glacia. Glacia, are you paying attention?
Yes, Yaya.
Good. Remember, the frozen flame is what keeps our planet from freezing. The spirit Arena lives inside the frozen flame, and she helps us. Arena gave our people the code we live by, and one day when you're ready, Arena will help guide you.
I know, Yaya. One day, Arena will choose someone who lives by our code to take your place as our leader. Blah, blah, blah. You've told me this story like 100 times.
Yes, because it's important. Glacia, you need to be the next leader of Polaris. You're the first to be born with ice magic in nearly 500 years. That's why you must always remember what truly matters, living by our code.
Right now, all that matters to me are these scrapes and bruises from our training. It hurts all over.
Well, how about this? If you can recite our code perfectly, we will stop training for the day and you can go skiing with your friends.
No problem. Our code is speak truth, love everyone, and protect the weak.
Good, very good, my girl. How you live your life will show others what matters to you. And if you live by that code, people will see that you truly care about it.
Oh, Yaya, look at the size of that ship. Are we being attacked?
Stay here, Glacia. I'll come back and get you. Stay here!
Yaya, no! Don't leave me!
Polaris! This is Polaris. Cold. And soon to be colder once I take the frozen flame.
Nebulous, how dare you attack us?
I dare to do anything I want.
This is your only warning. Leave before anyone gets hurt.
No, I think I'll stay. Your little ice powers won't hurt me, old woman. Stand aside. I will have the frozen flame. You cannot stop me.
No! If you take the frozen flame, our planet will slowly freeze. We won't be able to stay here. I will stop you.
I tire of this. Be gone!
What is that?
It's a void rip! We have to run before it pulls all of us in!
No! Glacia! If you can hear me, run! Run, girl! I'll come back for you! I'll come back for you!
Aya sure has been gone a long time. I hope she's...
Glacia, you must get away from here.
Yaya? Yaya, is that you? What's going on? Something's wrong. I can feel it.
Your grandmother is gone. Run!
What? No! Yaya, I'm coming!
Well, hello, young one. You seem powerful for someone your age.
Who are you, and why have you come here?
Why I've come here? To save your planet. Polaris is in great danger.
Save us? Yaya! Yaya, where are you? Where's my grandmother?
She's gone. She attacked me for no reason when I landed. And then, somehow, she opened a doorway to the void. And she was pulled inside.
No! I don't believe you! Where's my grandmother? Where is she? Where is she?
Stop! I can help you find her.
Really? You'll help me get her back?
My name is Nebulos. There is nothing I cannot do. Come with me, child, and we will find your grandmother together.
I don't want to come with you. I need to stay here and keep following the code.
Code? Why follow some code when I can make you one of the most powerful beings in the universe?
Because Arena, she lives inside the frozen flame. She might choose me to lead our people if I follow the code. Our code is this: speak truth, love everyone, and protect the weak.
Truth, love, protect the weak. Dear little girl, these things do not matter. All that matters is power. Look up above. What do you see?
I see our moons. Well, three of our moons. The others haven't risen yet.
Yes. Now watch the smallest moon. Now, how many moons do you see?
Two. You destroyed one of our moons.
No planet needs that many moons. I only meant to show you that power is what matters.
No! Our code matters too. Living by our code shows people what we really care about.
You're right. I only meant that having power will help you take that honorable code to others. So, join me. Help me. We will find your grandmother.
What would I have to do if I join you?
You will be part of a team that goes on missions to help me guide the people of the universe. I call this team the Shadow Squad.
Okay. If you promise to help me find my grandmother, I'll join your Shadow Squad.
Good. Very good.
No. Oh, Glacia. No.
Whoa, Glacia. That's some story, dude. All that happened 7 years ago, huh? Whew, I didn't know that was how you met the boss.
That story was so boring. There weren't any princesses or dragons. There wasn't even one single unicorn.
It was too a good story.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Oh.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way, two times.
Let's win.
The little one that goes on top.
Ugh, I can't believe Nebula's put me in charge of you two.
I'm not much younger than you, Glacia. And Hollywood's little meatball alien is older than, like, the whole universe.
Yeah? Well, you got like a squeaky little baby voice.
What did you say about my voice?
Tutu, stop it! Hollywood, go play a video game or something and leave her alone.
Ugh, fine by me, dude. Been wanting to play some more Fort Fight anyway. Yeah.
Huh. Glacia, I don't want to go to Polaris. It's cold.
Well, lucky for you, I'm going alone. You two will stay on the ship.
Well, good then. Hollywood.
Not now, man. I'm winning.
I don't care. Turn that off and call the boss. We need to tell him that Glacia's going to Polaris.
Gonna go find a new friend. Gonna go find a new friend. I'm gonna go find a new friend and have tons and tons of fun.
Will you stop singing for 2 minutes? I need to think.
Think about what? I thought we were going to Polaris.
Well, I heard that Polaris is deserted. I don't know how we're supposed to find a Starkeeper there if everyone's gone.
I have no doubt you two will find our new friend and bring them back safely. Oh, I just love making new friends.
Huh? Us too?
Yep, my fins would stick to the ground the minute we landed. And my water powers won't be much help since the water would freeze immediately.
I told you it doesn't matter. No one lives on Polaris anymore. We're not gonna find...
That is not true, Leo. There are still some people who live on Polaris, though there aren't very many. And I am showing that someone with Starkeeper energy is approaching the planet. They will be landing in less than an hour.
So, they're not even on the planet yet? This is so strange. That can't be right, Nova.
It is right, Tank. I'm also sensing danger approaching the planet as well.
More danger?
It's okay, Tank. You guys can do this.
Nova, what's happening? Are you still there?
Someone has taken over my computer systems. This is bad. I can't into can. Oh, oh no! It's him. It's.
So these are the Star Keepers I've heard so much about. Pathetic.
Who are you?
Someone you don't want to anger. Listen to me, little Star Keepers. Stay away from Polaris. Stay away or face my wrath. You've been warned.